With SDPB News, I'm John Wynn. The federal government has extended the deadline to enroll in the health insurance marketplace. President Joe Biden extended enrollment to May 15th, partly because of hardships caused by COVID-19. Courtney Meyer is the director of product development at Sanford Health Plans. She says the extension should help remove any obstacles to getting health care.
For this time of year, you would have to have what's called a special enrollment period. Basically, it's something as a result of a life event. You lost your job, you got married, you had a baby. Those types of events would be required to come on during this time of year and get health insurance.
Meyer says roughly 10% of people in a four-state region, including North and South Dakota, Minnesota, and Iowa, are not insured. She says health insurance is now more affordable because of the online marketplace and new federal subsidies. The state of South Dakota expects to receive about $1.37 billion in new federal coronavirus relief money. That's about $100 million more than the state received last year. Governor Kristi Noem and the state legislature passed appropriations bills for state spending without considering that money. Noem says it's not clear how the money will affect state planning.
And we've asked the legislature to wait on making any decisions on what they think that could be utilized for. That bill is pretty broad and pretty complicated, and the impact on our state could be different based on whatever guidance Treasury does give us.
The state still has approximately $166 million left from the first round of federal relief money. Spending plans are in place for all but $8 million of it. After a delay due to COVID-19, the community of Gregory is getting a new hospital, clinic, and long-term care center. SDPB's Kyle Ireland reports.
The $36 million project will integrate a 17-bed hospital, 30-bed long-term care center, and a clinic that will accommodate up to 10 local providers and visiting outreach specialists. The new hospital will operate as a single campus on roughly 20 acres of land. Tony Tamanis is the CEO of Vera Gregory Hospital. He says the new facility will double their current space and accommodate the latest technology and evidence-based medical practices. He says it's cost-effective to build new because simply updating the current facility would cost more than $10 million.
So on that bill, we said, you know, maybe it's time to start looking at not just a replacement, but an actual a new build in our community. And that was the start of the whole process.
Tamanis says a new facility will focus on the changing needs in healthcare. It will include connections to telemedicine services, a helipad, and a larger surgical suite. He says more care is done on an outpatient basis than in years past. Gregory's hospital sees 13,000 outpatients per year compared to less than 600 inpatient visits.
But we're a small rural community in South Central South Dakota, but we punch well above our weight as far as volume. We see between 12,000 and 15,000 patients per year.
Tamanis says having a modern facility to match its recognized quality of care will help with physician and employee recruitment and retention. Groundbreaking is planned for late April. The long-term care center is expected to be complete in the summer of 2022 and the hospital and clinic in the fall of 2023. Reporting for South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Kyle Ireland.
That's your daily news update. Follow SDPB News on social and visit sdpb.org/news to keep up with our journalism as it comes in. Thank you for listening.